The scripture lesson for today, first from Genesis. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air, over the cattle and over the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in God's image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and every living thing that moves upon the earth." And from Job, "There is no place on the earth where God's light doesn't shine." Blessed be the word. Seat belts. When I was a kid, I remember we had a car that didn't have seat belts. I think it was like a 1963 VW Bug. And if I remember correctly, we added some seat belts, some front seat belts that came out of another car. Did we wear the seat belts all the time? I don't think we did. Even though we were just beginning to understand clearly it was the right thing to do, it wasn't part of our normal routine yet. Isn't it amazing that it took another 20 or 30 years before laws were passed making us put on that seatbelt? Think of all the deaths and the major injuries that could have been prevented. So why didn't we speak up? Why didn't we do something, anything? Was it enough to take care of just ourselves and our family, making sure they buckled up? Friends, I'm here to report that we don't have another 20 or 30 years for laws to be passed or for everyone to take the hint and change. The earth is in huge trouble, and not enough is happening to take the great care the earth deserves, God's creation deserves. We need more honorable actions in this world. Oh, sure, we all like to be thanked for what we do for others, especially when it's not expected. But doesn't the most honorable action happen when we do something for someone anonymously? We need more honorable actions to take care of the earth. They don't all need to be anonymous. In fact, some actions need to be loud and bold. Friends, we need to make some noise. So many things we participate in doing during our day are designed, unfortunately, by large corporations to sell us more and more things. I suggest to you that when the design of those things is to be used once and then sent to the landfill, that design is not with the intention of taking care of the earth. How do we feel when we participate? Is there a little power in the action of simply using something once and tossing it away? Or do we feel we have disrespected God in the wasting of the resources God made? Ponder that for just a moment. What if we really took responsibility for our actions and for our purchases, for everything that we allow to come into our lives? Remember that everything we purchase, they build another one just like it. Somewhere out there in the world, same overpackaging, gobbling up more new resources. What if we began to redesign how we live our lives to be more like nature? You know, everything in nature is designed to be completely recycled, and become something new again and again, over and over. If you recycle, thank you. Thank you. But if you don't purchase recycled goods, are you really recycling? Yes, but think of the possibilities. When the circle of life is really the circle of life, wow. Like when we go out of our way to ask a store manager if they have the recycled item that we're looking for. And we change, let's see here. That's powerful, especially if you don't buy the non-recycled item that they are selling. We can change the corporations by being clear in what we purchase. Remember, we vote every day. They will follow. You can change the world. All of your actions matter. Someone is always, always watching. Be mindful of everything you do and intentionally be the example for others to emulate. My stepmom just told me a little story that happened at their church in Texas where they have recycling at their church. And so after church, a 91-year-old woman and her daughter went to their car and got their recyclables and marched them over to the recycle bin and put them in and then went back to their car. And then here comes the 91-year-old woman with one little thing. Do you remember that little piece of paper that's at the top of the tea bag that's attached to the string? She walked back over to put that in the recycling bin. Honorable actions. We need more honorable actions. Friends, we have so much for which to be thankful. Thank you, God, for the rest I received last night. Thank you for the beautiful sunrise this morning, although it was a little hard to see. Thank you, God, for my wife, for my children. Thank you, God, for the birds that sing the waves of the ocean. Thank you, God, for the food I eat today. Thank you, God, for my grandchildren. Thank you for water. Please bring us some more. Thank you, God, for the roof over my head. Thank you, God. So many more. So at the dinner table, when it's time to give thanks, don't we sometimes say, oh, it's your turn. Didn't I pray last night? I think it's your turn to pray. What if we fought over who was going to pray? What if we said, no, I'm sure I didn't pray last night. It's my turn to pray. My turn to be thankful. What if we expressed our thankfulness freely? What if we had such a thankful heart every day that we inspired others to do the same? It is good to be thankful. As we are thankful for our children and grandchildren, don't we honor God by how we care for them? And for our spouse, don't we honor God when we honor and care for our spouse? How about when Jason and Rick surf the waves of the ocean, or when the ocean has filled our bellies? Shouldn't we honor God by taking good care of the oceans? How about the soils? Doesn't it honor God when we keep the soils free of pesticides and herbicides, you know, those poisons, even if it means that we may have to do a little bit more weeding? Don't even get me started on GMOs. I like to call this thanking God in action. Thanking God in action. So much for which to be thankful, so many reasons to be in action, so many opportunities to honor God. Another thought, why is it that we don't seem to be able to care for other people's stuff as well as we take care of our own stuff? Have you noticed that? When we moved back to Denver last July, there were many maintenance items that needed to be taken care of at our home. But the one that really surprised me was how filthy the carpets were right at the outside doors, especially near the outside doors. A couple of our kids had the privilege of living in our home in Colorado while we had the privilege of living in California with you all. Our kids knew us to always take our shoes off just before entering the home, and yet they failed to continue that protocol. I try hard to be a man of integrity and intentionally work extra hard at taking care of other people's stuff. Our new car that is now a year old still gets parked up the hill away from other cars because I don't want any car doors to accidentally bang into my car, right? But if I'm truly taking care of other people's stuff, then why is my rent car parked out there next to other cars in the church parking lot? How can I complain about others when I fail at doing the same. That got me thinking recently. I wondered, how do I see taking care of the earth? Do I see taking care of the earth as taking care of someone else's stuff? Or do I see it as taking care of my own stuff? Will I do a great job or will I do an okay job? I have racked my brain for years trying to figure out why many people don't seem to care about taking care of the earth. Is it because it is such a large, even gigantic problem, thus making it overwhelming, too much to handle or comprehend at one time? Or is it because my world is small and I like it that way, so I don't have to deal with those other issues? Could it be that if I take care of the earth, that caring will cause me to get involved and even have to fight for environmental justice to take better care of God's earth? There are over 7.2 billion people in the world, around the world, increasing by around 211,000 people every day. It's mind-boggling. We Americans are a little less than 5% of the world's population, yet we gobble up resources, consume more, and waste more, far more than any other country on earth. And if everyone lived like we do, there would have to be, they estimate, 2.5 to 3 earths to sustain everyone's consumption. Let's look at that another way. If everyone lived and consumed as we in America do here, it would be as though there were 50 billion people on the planet. 10 billion people is thought to be the absolute max the planet can sustain. Again, we're over 7.2 billion. So for the next part of the sermon, I'm going to go outside the box a little bit here and not sound as inclusive as Dear Sarah sounds. And so out of respect for the church, I beg your indulgence and just trust me. But these words were speaking to me, so I hope they do to you as well. So let's go back to this idea or hypothesis that even when we are trying, we may still not take care of other people's stuff the same way we take care of our own stuff. See, I think we're forgetting one thing, very important thing. You didn't get here by mistake. No. You are a child of the Most High God. You are in the King's bloodline. You are very special. You are a masterpiece. Do you know that? You have the King's blood coursing through your veins. I'm a PK. That's a preacher's kid. I've been proud that I am a PK for many years. I'm so proud and honored by my dad, who has been a preacher his whole adult life. But you are a king's kid. Do you know that? You are a king's kid, handpicked by God. Being part of the royal family, God's family, comes with the responsibility of taking care of the kingdom, the earth. You have the king's blood coursing through your veins. You are one of the king's kids, a child of the Most High God. Back to my hypothesis that maybe we don't take care of other people's stuff as well as we take care of our stuff. The kingdom, the earth, has now become part of your stuff. It's now become part of your stuff. Our responsibility, our dominion. Did I mention that you have the king's blood coursing through your veins? God makes the masterpieces. God made you. God made your children and your grandchildren and your uncles and your aunts and your nieces and your nephews and your friends and your neighbors and your friends at work. God made everyone. God made the oceans. God made the mountains and the deserts. God makes the rain and the snow and the air we breathe. God made the plants and the animals and everything in the sea. God made everything. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So how will you take care of the masterpieces? How will we remind God that we are part of the royal family of God, here to accept the responsibility of taking care of the kingdom, taking care of the earth, taking care of creation, taking care of the masterpieces? No one may thank you, but remember, someone is always watching and learning. I'm thinking of my youngest granddaughter named Annabelle when she says to me, "Papa, why are you doing it that way?" I hope that I can say to her, because I'm taking care of the masterpieces. I'm taking care of the masterpieces. So will you be God's agent of change, representing God? Will you be thank you, God, in action? Will you be thanking God with what you say to others? Will you be thanking God with what you purchase and, more importantly, what you do not purchase? Will you be thanking God with the example your life is? So how will you take care of the masterpieces? Did I mention that you have the king's blood coursing through your veins? What will you do differently today and tomorrow? We don't have 20 or 30 years left to get this right. We really don't. It is time to buckle up for God. Honorable actions guided by God. My brothers and sisters in the family of God, will you listen? Will you pray? Will you have a brand new awareness in everything you do? Will you take action? Will you step up today? Will you buckle up for God? Will you be, thank you, God, in action? Let us pray. God, we thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for all you have made, all of creation that sustains us. Most of all, thank you for choosing each of us to be part of your royal family, a king's kid. God, let me feel the warmth of your spirit in every breeze. Let me feel your care and nourishment with every drop of water that touches my tongue. And God, with every breath I take, let me be reminded that you are alive in this world and that I am yours. Guide us and give us wisdom as we mindfully redesign and care for the amazing world you made. And God, we know there is not a place in this world where your light doesn't shine. Amen.